Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 17th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, Taryn. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Here to talk about the Big Brother 20 live feeds and everything that happened on them. Lots to talk about today. Very excited.
Yeah, I was just saying that halfway through yesterday, didn't think it was quite as crazy as Monday, but, you know, it picked up near the end of the day. There's definitely some pivotal conversations that took place, so I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, Caitlin just continues to be the driver of action on this season.
What will we do when she goes, Taryn?
Yeah, for no strategic purpose, no. Just for the hell of it. We'll start the day off with Caitlin, who is disgusted by Tyler's behavior last night when he didn't comfort her after the argument that we talked about yesterday. She is disgusted by Tyler.
Yes, she just felt that she was so vulnerable and she was, you know, if he truly cared about her and she was his number one, that he should have come to her, and instead that, you know, he just basically took off and went to bed. But Fessy did comfort her. Mm. And she's going to use this in this conversation that she has with Tyler in a little bit, that, you know, she really thought that he was going to be there for her. But Fessy was there. And I am just so appreciative of him. And she seems to just do this like emotional jealousy type thing where she's just, to her, it really seems more about emotions and the relationship, but that's an alarm for Tyler, who is trying to keep control of her.
Yeah, Tyler really did not realize what he was getting into.
No.
I don't think anybody realized what we were getting into with Caitlin. And so, yeah, she's talking to Bailey, Haley, and Rockstar. She's disgusted by Tyler. And it's in this moment that she's like, you know what? I want to tell Scotty about why I flipped my vote. This is 100% like vindictive toward Tyler. I have to imagine this is like she wants to tell Scotty about the power. She knows that Tyler doesn't want her to do this. She's going to tell Tyler she wants to do this, and he's going to be, please don't do that. But she's mad at Tyler. She needs to get back at him.
Yes, it was everything about this screamed like, I've got something on you, and you have all of you, like, you have all the power in this relationship. And this whole, you know, narrative that Caitlin has been running with is that, you know, she's not going to be pushed around. She's a little girl and she's going to stand up for herself. And, you know, she's going to speak her truth and stand in her truth. And she knows that she has a piece of information that is protecting Tyler and, to a degree, her, but she doesn't care. She doesn't care if this blows up her game, because she is upset at him. And you're absolutely right. In this conversation where she's talking with Haley and Rockstar, she's upset at Tyler. And in the same breath, as now she's suddenly deciding that this is the time that she needs to tell Scotty about the flip. It's I don't think this is a coincidence at all. She's hurt, and she's using what she can to leverage. I don't know how this is supposed to help her with Tyler, but she's just upset.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, the thing you have to understand about Caitlin is that she absolutely would just lay down and do whatever Tyler wants her to do if he did what she wanted him to do to her, if you catch my meaning.
I have no idea what you're referring to, Taryn. This is
But the problem is that she is not getting the kind of attention that she wants from Tyler. And so she is using every manipulative thing she has in her bag of tricks to try and force him into being more affectionate. And it really is reminiscent. I feel like there haven't been many cases of this in Big Brother, of like Dr. Will not closing the deal with Janelle. And that kind of being his demise. You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, Tyler, whether or not she has a boyfriend at home. And I just feel like, you know, you bit into the wrong apple here.
I'm really just feeling now that like Caitlin winning HOH last week was the worst thing that could have happened to Tyler's game now, because, you know, at the time it was good for him because he had just, you know, made this relationship with her, convinced her to flip. And so we're like, okay, great. It's basically like having a second HOH. He's, you know, he's got control over her. But if someone else from one of these other two, like either of the sides, had gotten HOH, I think he could have gotten through it and, you know, some bigger target would have gotten taken out. Like, I really think that he used so much capital with Caitlin in that HOH week to get out Swaggy, which I guess is important for his game, but in turn had wrapped himself into this like deeply like emotional and like borderline psychotic like relationship with her. And now he's spending so much of his game just doing this damage control, not so much, you know, that he is worried about what she's doing in the game, but like, because she's so like enamored with him, she's like, she's using the game stuff that she has about him to like manipulate him just for attention and care. Like, it is really, all of the things that make her upset are never about game things, like saying I lied about anything. It's about like, it's all very like deeply like hurt, like you weren't there for me, or I, you know, someone else is more special to you than me. Like, it's, that's what it is for her. And so he's got a lot to keep up on now. And I think that it's really hurting his ability to, you know, work with everyone else. So he needs her out fast because she's taking all of his energy.
Yeah, yeah.
His energy, his aura is being stolen.
I completely agree. It's like he saw a weakness in the other side. He exploited the weakness, and then that weakness turned out to be like one of those Venus flytraps or something. And now he's trapped there. And I think he legitimately is like mentally, we often see players who are, you know, playing the kind of game that Tyler is. They play it for most of the season. By the end of the season, they are mentally exhausted, having to be on top of everything. I think Tyler has already reached that point. He has had a season of misery just trying to deal with Caitlin. And I really do feel like, even though she is a key cog in his ability to play the house, she is definitely a liability at this point, and is worse for his game for being there than otherwise. And even though he has like four people directly coming after him, I almost feel like getting rid of Caitlin is worth the risk, like just ASAP for him, because she is just too much, or I guess just like completely cutting ties at this point, because she has, serves no purpose for him anymore.
Well, and I think that as long as he's tied to her, it's going to affect other people wanting to trust him and work with him. Like, it's a sinking ship that he can't be tied to. And while there are other people that are more directly going after him, like, I just really think that he needs to hope that, you know, one, he's got a power in his pocket, and two, he needs to hope that these other people that he's allied with on, you know, both sides are going to go after each other and maybe not him. And he needs to get this like leaky faucet. I don't even know what kind of analogy I'm going for, but she's just causing all sorts of trouble for him and all sorts of drama. And it's just, it is affecting his game now. And it falls apart almost as the day goes on.
Yeah, it's like the conversation they have when she is mad at him about not consoling her, not comforting her, is like, you know, like your dead dad came to me in a dream and told me not to trust you. You know, I can't believe the disgusting behavior that you displayed letting that happen. And Fessy came and I love Fessy for that. You know, I'm going to go and tell Scotty about why I flipped the vote. And Tyler was like, please don't do that. She's gone full, like, Fatal Attraction. Like, Tyler says later on, like, she's gonna hate me after this, after we get out of this house. And I think she already kind of does in her own twisted, like, perverted way.
And she's still like, she's mad at him, and she's, you know, she's frustrated, but she's like, she still very much wants to be okay with him. And like, you know, as soon, and the conversation that she has with him, like Tyler does his own little, like, kind of crazy, like, manipulative kind of thing where he turns it around, being like, you, because she's like, I thought that we had this close connection, and, you know, if we had something special that was more than this, then you would have come to me and you would have comforted me. And then he's like, you question me every day. Like, how do you think that makes me feel? And he does, like, a pretty, like, I don't know. I almost had, like, this, like flashback to, like, manipulative boyfriend guy that is like, what? Like, you, she takes, like, the complaint that she has about him. And it's just like, but you're the one that doesn't trust me. And every time I do something, you're trying to find reasons to not trust me. And all I was trying to do was think about ways to get you out of this. Like, he uses this excuse that why he didn't, you know, go to her is because he's like, okay, how do I figure out how to fix this? Because this was bad for Caitlin. So he does a really, like, good job of, you know, trying to take it back to caring about her and trying to protect her. You know, whether that, I mean, it seems to work. Ultimately, she still does, you know, talk to Scotty, but he really does do a good job of kind of, like, gaslighting her and being like, but you don't even trust me, and you think this and you think that, and all I wanted to do was protect you.
Well, I like everything he's saying makes sense. Like, she is a crazy person. So it's like if he did genuinely care for her, this probably would be what he would say. The difference is that he doesn't, and he's just doing anything he can to prevent her from, like, blowing the rest of his game up. But also trying to not have to, like, you know, get down and dirty with her. You know, I didn't see this as, like, you know, like, good manipulation. I saw this as, like, a desperate man doing anything he can to survive.
Oh, and I totally get it, and I agree with it. But there was something about the, and, like, I've been, you know, I said this last week. There's just something about, like, the calmness, but, like, this calm intensity he has when he talks to people. Mm. That it's just, like, I don't know. There's just something about that conversation when he, like, you know, when he's speaking quietly and she's, like, in her, like, half crying voice, and he's just like, he did a really good job of making it seem like he genuinely cares about her and that he's not just, like, panicking and thinking, like, how do I fix this? How do I fix this?
Yeah.
Like, he's got, as much as she's a handful, he does an incredible job with her. Given what he has to work with.
We've been talking for a week now about how he has the patience of a saint, and, like, he's still keeping it up. I do think it's gotten to the point where he is mentally exhausted, but he's still keeping it. I think everyone knows I would be, like, running for the hills. I would to deal with this person. if somebody did anything close to that, like, I'd be like, I'm out, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Self-evict, where's the button?
I just I would not have the patience to be like, well, okay, but listen, I do care about you. I'd just be like, oh my God, please get away from me.
It is impressive. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, after he talks to her about all this stuff, you know, she is eventually, gonna come back, you know, okay. I understand it because she understands, because the logic is sound. Like, if they did care for each other, obviously he doesn't need to show her affection every day in order to reinforce that whatever. Caitlin's just a lunatic. So she accepts the logic, but she doesn't accept the logic emotionally. She's still mad at Tyler because all she cares about is the affection. She doesn't care about logic. She's just looking for the next way to be mad at him, so that she can get more affection. But for now she's been calmed, and she talks to Tyler about how a psychic told her that she'd have another option. If you can read into that, whose name would start with T, have blonde hair and blue eyes. And at this point, Tyler's like, oh, I have green eyes. And would be,
sorry, that's scientific fact.
Yes. And would be scrawny. And he's like, what's up? I'm not scrawny. Come on. Come on. I'm not scrawny.
I was on TKO. Have you not heard?
Yeah.
They wouldn't put a scrawny guy on that.
That's Tyler and
danger.
Caitlin.
It's bad.
Caitlin and Scotty had to have their conversation. Caitlin tells Scotty, okay, look, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm gonna tell you this. Steve was my dad. And Scotty's like, what? Steve was your father? What? No. He was like my dad. This legitimately happened. Who starts the conversation that way?
Caitlin does. This whole conversation was one of the most theatric, like, over the top things I've ever seen. Like, she's building intensity there that does not even need to exist. Like, she's just like holding her hands up and she's being like, this is so crazy. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. Okay, you're gonna freak out. Oh my God. Steve is my dad.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And I'm pretty sure she used present tense, not like Steve was like my dad, but like Steve is my dad.
Yeah, it was not like it was not a comparison. I can't remember the exact wording, but it was like I don't know if she called him dad or papa or something like that, but like she was saying that, like, that is what he is.
Like, he is actually, I think she said he is actually my dad.
My dad.
Like, my God.
And, like, when she's building up this to Scotty that this is insane and, oh, my God, like, I can't believe I'm about to tell you this. Like, when that's the first thing she says, of course Scotty's going to be like, what? He is? It was beautiful.
Yeah. Doom in the chat just really scared me. Scrawny blonde hair, blue eyes, first name starts with a T. Oh my God, it's Taryn.
Yeah, those eyes look blue to me.
If you listen to the Taryn show with my trainer, you know I've been cutting. But I plan on bulking up soon, so I need to do that fast before she gets out of the house, or I'm in trouble.
And just you know, get the muscle milk out.
I'm calling my trainer right now. Screw, I know we were going to do another 5 weeks. Screw that. I need to start eating like 5,000 calories a day right now.
And you better hope that she's safe for another couple weeks. You need that time.
Oh, Jesus. Make sure she gets to jury.
Suddenly you're going to buy Caitlin stock, more Caitlin stock. You need to go all in on this to protect yourself.
Oh man. Okay, so she explains eventually after the father stuff about I flipped my vote because Sam had a power and it would screw over the people that voted Sam out. She's still under this misconception that the people that voted for Sam would be in trouble. So she tells Scotty about all of this stuff, and she leaves Tyler's name out of it, which, like, ends up being so much worse for Tyler that she did that, because she's told this story a billion times already and put Tyler's name in it. So she's like, oh, but I'll leave Tyler's name out of the Scotty one. Like, as if that would do anything, and it just, like, immediately makes this so, so much worse.
And who, if so many people know about this at this point, which she's aware of because she's responsible for telling all of these people, what is she thinking? Like, that Scotty's the HOH right now. Do you not think people are talking to him? Like, do you not think that there's going to be notes compared? And what does that solve? Like, mind you, Scotty doesn't ask about how this came about. He really just is like, whoa, wild. Yeah, I kind of had a feeling. And she, you know, Caitlin monopolizes any conversation she's part of anyway. But I don't know why, what her thought was there that you know, she's still going to go ahead and tell Scotty about this whole thing, but somehow she's protecting Tyler just by not saying his name. Like, anyone can infer at this point that this is where it came from. He was the HOH at the time. They spent every second together the following week. Like,
And this is like, this wasn't calculated. Like, I think this is the result of the combination of I'm pissed at Tyler, but I can't be pissed at Tyler. So I'm going to do the thing that's going to make him mad, but I'm also going to protect him at the same time. And it ends up being the worst of all scenarios. This is not going to work out well for him, because after this conversation, Scotty goes to Tyler and Scotty says, hey, Tyler, Caitlin just told me about Sam's power. Isn't this crazy? And Tyler's like, that is crazy. That's interesting. I didn't know. And this is going to prove to be the undoing of Tyler when it comes to how Scotty sees him.
Yes, the alarm goes off and he's starting to see the light that, you know, Tyler knows a lot of things and is giving the impression that he does not know these things. And that he's being protected by people. And it's going to escalate as the day goes on. And as, you know, conversations, I won't skip ahead, but he's going to have a really long conversation with Rockstar later that night. And they're going to share some stories. And Scotty is definitely on to Tyler's game now. And I don't know what that means for him. I don't know, but I'm sure that there could have been rumblings before this, but Caitlin going in and telling the story and then, you know, him having this conversation with Tyler afterwards is the starting of this day of Tyler's game kind of plummeting in terms of his relationship with Scotty.
Yes. So Scotty does not end up using the veto, which we all already knew was going to happen. Winston basically throughout the day is going to be talking to his alliance. Like, hey, do we have the votes? Like what's going on with the votes? And his alliance is going to be like, yeah, not sure about that.
We'll figure it out.
I mean, Brett got in that argument yesterday, so that's a thing.
You just lay low, Winston. You just kind of be quiet, and I'm sure that everything will work itself out. Like, we don't want to keep you. We're just not telling you.
Yes, that is the state of Winston's game at the moment. Scotty is then going to have a conversation with Bailey about Sam's power. And this is when Bailey says, Caitlin and Tyler were the only ones that knew about it. And Scotty goes, Tyler, that's interesting because I told Tyler and he acted surprised. And Bailey was like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, take what you will from that. I mean, you know, it may have just been that he didn't feel like it was his place to tell. Like, Bailey actually seems like one of the least anti-Tyler people. In fact, probably the least anti-Tyler person on the other side. But she's willing to throw him under the bus as much as she can. So this is the moment where Scotty realizes, oh my God, I was played by Tyler. And over the course of the day, the more he talks to people, the more he's going to start to see that. JC and Tyler are going to have a conversation where they agree they want Brett to win the HOH next week, which is actually, I think, the worst case scenario for them. They think it would be the best case scenario because it would make Brett a big target, and then Tyler would obviously knows the power would be forced to be used, and then Brett would probably be a target heading into the next week. However, if Brett wins the HOH and he decides to put up two people from Faute and nobody thinks the power is going to be used to save anybody, then Bailey probably will use her power to put up. And if Brett is safe, the only people left to put up, the only big targets to put up with the power is Tyler. But Sam would be there with her power. So like all the powers get used and it would just be a bunch of craziness, but we'll see.
Will
what happens.
We have advantage get in TV very possible version next week.
Scotty and Casey have a conversation, and as much as this day was about it's Tyler's relationship with Casey could turn out to be his salvation, because as Tyler's game is losing credibility, Casey's game is gaining credibility, and she is definitely incentivized to protect him. Scotty is talking to Casey about Sam's power. She plays dumb and he believes it. She's talking about like, oh, I'm not really sure. I'm not even really on a side. It's just that the other side didn't really talk to me. Scotty says that he's been trusting a lot of different people less and less. But as that happens, he's been trusting Casey more and more. And he kind of hopes that they can work together in the future. So it could be very interesting as we learn more about Scotty's revelations about Tyler. If he decides to tell Casey about that, that could spell Scotty's undoing.
And I like further on Casey, just the fact that we're actually just seeing more of her on feeds, I think is speaking, you know, towards her game position improving, because we're now seeing that she's, you know, becoming a part of more important conversations. She's making allies besides or, you know, at least making connections or roads with more than just level six. So I feel like this has been a great week for Casey, and I don't know, she's kind of set up well at this point.
Yes, yes, very she's set up very well. And really the key part of it too is that like with Tyler, he had so many like weak, and by so many, I mean Caitlin. But even Sam, like as Tyler, one of Tyler's people that he picked up, she is also a crazy person. Like, let's not like Sam is also like really weird in this game, and just like refuses to lie, and refuses to give up any secrets except for the secrets that matter in terms of like getting Tyler targeted. Like, she is impossible to control too. I can't remember who it was that tweeted it, but like somebody tweeted out like Tyler was like, please give me like a Victoria and a beast mode cowboy, and instead they gave him you know, like Caitlin and Sam, who are just like, I feel for Tyler.
He's lucky in that he's got Casey. It seems like the people that he's most directly connected to are Caitlin and Sam and Casey. And Casey at least seems to have like a logical game mind and is not like a crazy person. But he's got these two different like wild card people that he's trying to like rein in. Like, Sam is definitely just a different kind of emotional. Like, she's not flying off the handle, but she's not making decisions so much based on game. She's like, she really just cares about how she feels about people and like what they've done towards her. And like, she, like you said, she won't lie at all. And like, you kind of, if you're telling all your secrets to someone, you need to have some, you know, faith that they're going to lie to protect you. And she does do that to an extent, but he, like, there's just very little to work with Sam, because she is just playing the strangest game. If you want to call it that.
Yeah. Okay. It's two different people, in Caitlin and Sam, that are not playing the game at all. Caitlin, who talked about like quitting yesterday, the previous day, Sam, who's talked about quitting before, they like, Caitlin cares about getting laid in the house, and Sam cares about like, I don't even know, like being Zen and being above the game. Like, neither.
It's a spiritual journey for them. Yes. Both. They're on different, very different spiritual journeys and experiences.
So yes, it's definitely lucky that he's got Casey here in the game. The fact that she has been, like, nobody knows about Casey's relationship with Tyler. People know that she's close to the women of level six. They don't know about level six itself. That's the only weak point in Casey's armor. Otherwise, like her relationship with Tyler, obviously Tyler's never going to out her with that. And people like Caitlin and Sam don't know about Casey's relationship with Tyler. So she is covered on basically all sides. There's nothing to expose with her. And so as her influence grows, I think that can definitely help Tyler dig himself out of this hole if that's possible. So then Bailey and Rockstar have a conversation about Tyler and Caitlin. They talk about how he can't win HOH because he's friends with everyone, which, like, people already knew this, but then Scotty's like, oh, but what if he has deals with everyone? Like, okay, yeah, that's what it means to be friends with everyone.
Friendship, like, there's deals involved here.
Rockstar, though, being an unintentional bro to Tyler, talks all day about how Tyler needs to be backdoored, which would be music to Tyler's ears if he could hear it, because that's the only way that he can protect himself with his power. But she said he needs to be backdoored because he will win the veto otherwise. Bailey's like, yeah, but I want to backdoor Caitlin. She's the worst. Wouldn't that be great, though, if I backdoored Caitlin? And so they both kind of agree, like, okay, Rockstar, if you win HOH, you backdoor Tyler. If I win HOH, I'm backdooring Caitlin.
What a beautiful plan. Everyone, no matter what, someone gets what they want, and there's a backdoor. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. What Tyler really needs is that if they do try to backdoor Tyler, is that Caitlin needs to find out about it. Because that's the best way. That's the best way for Tyler to, you know, get the rumblings that it's going to happen, and well, so that he knows to use the power. But obviously, if Rockstar has HOH, Tyler's going to be scared. So
yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't go up immediately, it doesn't. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Bailey wins HOH. He's paranoid as well. So, I mean, it would be too bad if he wastes the power when he doesn't need it. But we'll see. Just depends on who gets it.
So Rockstar then has a conversation with Scotty, and they talk about Sam's power. And this is when Scotty is like, you know, it was especially suspicious because Caitlin didn't mention Tyler's name. Like, that really, you know, freaks me out. And, you know, he starts thinking, he's like, I wonder if Tyler threw the veto this week so he wouldn't be forced to break the deal he had with the bros that we're assuming he probably has, because he wouldn't put them up. Rockstar's like, that would take some balls to throw the veto when there's like a trip on the line, like there was a prize to win the veto. And Scotty's like, yeah, but he's a recruit. So
loved that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just recruited him from TKO. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They just found him on the CBS lot, and yeah, never seen Big Brother before.
So they keep talking, and Scotty is eventually realizing, like, okay, so Tyler had deals with both sides. Then he decided to just screw me and Swaggy over, and you know, now he's keeping this from me. Sam has been playing us all this time. Scotty's pissed at Sam. And Scotty wants Sam and Tyler on the block.
Yes. So they have this long conversation about Sam too, and just trying to figure, like, what is Sam about? There's no way that this is her thing. Like, is she related to Christmas?
Yeah.
Is she stunt casting?
Secretly, like, related to Christmas because she had a Christmas shirt.
And what an advantage.
Yeah. Well, related to Christmas. All right, guys, she is dangerous.
This is the second coming of Paul. So through this whole conversation, they're on to Tyler. They've shared stories, but they're also, yeah, they're not good. They're not good about Sam, what this power means. And, you know, Rockstar says, like, I would feel terrible to put Sam up, like, and Sam and Tyler up together, but it would be interesting to see what happens. And, like, Scotty's just basically like, I'm ready to do it. Like, if we had this conversation a couple of days ago before I had all of this information, then absolutely I'd feel terrible to do this to Sam. But at this point, like, you know, screw it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I don't know at what point, I can't remember at what point this is happening, but like Sam was talking about not using the power this week because she would never do that to Scotty. So it's like,
yeah,
she has no clue.
I think Scotty is a bit quick to anger here, because like he thinks that Sam is playing him. No, Sam's just a crazy person. You're fine. She loves you. And if you ruin that relationship, then you you take away basically, I think, legitimately the one person in the game that actually trusts you, Scotty, because yeah. all of Faute doesn't. So he needs to be very careful about how he proceeds here. But he is on to Tyler, and but that, I mean, even that could also spell his doom. Essentially sort of being the sacrificial piece to give Faute the information that they need about Tyler, while he then becomes a target to Tyler because they can just blame it all on him. So Rockstar in this conversation also says, well, we shouldn't put Tyler up right away. We should backdoor him. So again, she's putting in work for him.
Yes, she is. But I mean, without knowing that this power that he has, like, that's absolutely, mm-hmm. you know, like, you can't fault Rockstar too much here because.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, obviously they know that Tyler is a comp threat and that he's holding back. Well, he's won competitions, and probably the ones that he hasn't won, he had a good chance and was letting other people have them. They seem pretty aware of that now. So of course backdooring makes sense, but yeah, with the power that Tyler has, this is great news for him that if he's in trouble, that this is how it's going to go down.
Yes. So then Bailey has a conversation with Sam where Bailey tells Sam, like, everyone knows you have the power now. She's like, did people know? And Sam says to Bailey, confirms, yes, Caitlin and Tyler knew. They were the only people that knew about it. Obviously, it was Caitlin that told everyone. But now it's out there. And so they talk about that. And then Sam goes to Tyler and says, like, everyone knows. I know it wasn't you. I know it must have been Caitlin. And Tyler's pissed. He's been pissed about it all day because he knew about it after he talked to Scotty. And he is like, okay, well, luckily they don't know the full details. Caitlin said that it was if anyone votes against the person against Sam, and they also think that it expires this week, which is a key element to this, because obviously if Bailey knew that Sam's power worked next week or expired next week, she would be a lot more hesitant to use her power and flush that out if that were the case. So the idea that it expires this week is definitely beneficial to Sam and Tyler. So Tyler wants her to tell people that, it expires this week. I'm not using it because I'm not on the block. And that's the way things are going. And he also wants to know, who told you that everybody knows? Like, who did this? And she was like, I told them I wouldn't say anything. And Tyler's like, are you kidding me?
But the ridiculous thing about this whole conversation, and he like tries numerous times to be like, okay, but who told you that, like, who told you that everyone knows? And she tells him at like the beginning of this conversation, well, I was doing hair and blah, 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 blah. During that conversation that she was having with Bailey, when she was braiding Bailey's hair, Tyler goes in and out of the bathroom and like sees them. So he knows that she was in there with Bailey. So the beginning of the conversation, she's like, gives away when the conversation happens. But she's like, oh, I'm not going to say, she's not going to say a name. She's not going to say a name because, you know, it doesn't matter. And then finally he's like, you were in the bathroom with Bailey doing her hair. And then she's like, yeah, but like, she still doesn't say that Bailey's the one that told her, but it's kind of like it seems like her like moral kind of like sidestep to, you know, she basically gave the information, like the setting, and then he just like guessed it. And then she just doesn't deny it. But it was just so obvious from like the moment she started talking about it, like he knows, but he's trying to get her to tell him. And
Yeah.
I mean, it was so obvious.
It's the same ridiculous, like, moral sidestepping of, like, trying to get herself nominated so that she could use the power on herself and didn't have to use it on anybody else. Yeah. It's so weird. She did also tell Bailey, like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with people that voted for me. That doesn't affect people like that at all. And Bailey was like, oh.
Give Bailey some good information
there. So they're now going to think that Caitlin was lying, or they're going to find out that Tyler lied to Caitlin. We'll see how that turns out. And then Tyler talks to Casey. They talk about the events of the day, the fact that everyone knows that Sam has the power now, but they don't know the details. And they talk about how, yeah, it was Bailey. Bailey definitely was the one that talked to Sam. They're continuing to be a little bit suspicious of Bailey, with everything that's going on there. She seems to be very involved in a lot of things. I really feel like they should approach Bailey at this point. I feel like that is how Tyler succeeds here. I think that both Bailey and Tyler would benefit from kind of coming together. And especially considering the fact that they both have powers. And like I said, Bailey, is the most receptive to Tyler on that side. Even her alliance, like, they are with her, but Fessy, Haley, and Rockstar are very much a trio. And Bailey is kind of on the outside of that. I like what Bailey's doing, and I want to see her, you know, step up a little bit. And I feel like Tyler is the way to do it. And I think that Tyler would bite on anybody that's not Caitlin at this point. I think he would be like, yeah, I'm dropping Caitlin, I'm taking Bailey. She is a much better alternative.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do see that there is a small opening for it.
Well, and it also helps that Bailey has been, you know, creating a relationship with Casey as well. And Casey, like, Tyler and Casey are thing. Like, he needs that to become more of his thing. He needs Caitlin to get taken out and have that problem wrapped up and taken care of so that he can, you know, like you said, Bailey really is on the bottom or outside of that, like, former Faute, whatever the hell they are now, alliance. So that is a piece that he can pick up. And she, like, because she has really, she talks to the, like, level six girls, like, she's kind of, you know, now that Swaggy's gone and she's actually out and playing, like, she's in a lot of these conversations, she's getting information from Sam. Like, that's someone that he needs to pick up. But I mean, we don't even know how much she's on to him and what she feels about him. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes in the next little bit, because she's definitely seems receptive to him, and that she's, you know, that she sort of trusts him. But I don't fully, you have to think that she's kind of aware of where his position is in the house. Like, I don't think that she's completely missed it by him, but.
Yeah. Scotty is then going to spend some more time talking to the rest of the Faute people, minus Caitlin, of course, about Tyler and how he wants Tyler out. And they're going to be like, cool. Yeah.
Perfect.
Because again, they don't trust him. They think he's sketchy. But if he is targeting Tyler, that's wonderful for them.
Yeah. No one wants to really be the person that does this, because it puts a huge target on their back afterwards. So if Scotty is the one that's kind of like leading this charge here, then that's great for him. Like, obviously it's not going to happen right away, because, you know, if Scotty's not going to be HOH next week, but if somebody else is bringing that to them, that's perfect. They want that to happen.
Yes. So anything else that you think we should bring up before we wrap this up?
What is this thing about Caitlin's talking about JC telling her that he has a power app? Like, I can't understand if, like, she's making things up, or if she is being told things and she's, like, twisting the story and then she starts to believe it. And, like, I just,
my guess is she had a dream.
She did. Well, that's what I was wondering too. I was like, at this point, it was a vision. Grandpa Lou showed up. I don't know. But when she was telling this story, or not story, I guess not so much a story. Well, it could be a story, to Fessy and Scotty late last night, that she said, she's like, I don't know, I was half asleep when it was happening. Like, so it's like, or you were fully asleep and you made this up. Like, but she was like so detailed about it. It's just, I don't know. Well, she's a gift. Like, she's insanity, but she throws so much randomness into this game that, you know, really does make it interesting. It's like having a twist that doesn't, it's not producer driven. It's just a random person that gets thrown in and is just throwing all this stuff out.
Yes. That's, I just don't understand this person.
You're about to find out, Taryn. Bulk up.
Yeah. Yeah, people are like, should we talk about the bros? The bros aren't doing much. Like I said, Winston's just like asking his alliance what's going on, and they're like, nah, I don't know. And Brett's just kind of like hanging out, you know, being Brett. I mean, Brett talked about Caitlyn. They had a long conversation about how like weird Caitlyn is. But I didn't feel like we needed to talk about it because we talked about how weird Caitlyn is. But Brett did talk about like, you know, like day two, like she was saying some things that I don't want to be on television.
Why can't we have first week feeds? Like, I want to know. I want that on television.
Oh yes, the veto speech. That's a good point. Apparently, in Brett's veto speech, for which they haven't shown any of the veto speeches yet. Yeah. So I hope they do show this. He apparently did like the thing, if you've ever watched the show Psych, where like that's what Scotty said. He said like he did the thing that the guy from Psych does where he's like, oh, I'm getting a hit. He was like totally mocking Caitlyn and her hit. She calls them hits as well. But the guy from Psych is a fake psychic, you know, spoiler alert. he was mocking her in the veto, which I really look forward to seeing.
Now, is Psych a CBS show? Like, are they going to allow this?
I don't think it was that. I don't think it was like that actually obvious. Referenced. Yeah. So that happened.
The best jokes are when you explain them. So maybe he did that.
We'll see if this actually is like a really funny like way of making fun of Caitlyn during the veto ceremony, then maybe I will be you know, echoing Scotty's sentiment. He's so charismatic. Yeah. All right. That's all we've got for you today. There's still a lot that's, you know, I think going to happen. We've got, you know, Tyler is, I imagine, going to find out somewhat soon that he's been outed. We've got Bailey with the information that the power does not do what Caitlyn says it does. We've got Sam needing to convince people that the power expires this week. We've got a lot of different, you know, a lot of things are up in the air in terms of who's going to be targeted next week. If a Fauté person wins, if a level 6 person wins, even, I think they could end up going after Scotty instead of the rest of them because of, you know, what Scotty's been talking about. So lots of stuff to keep on track of this week. Make sure you tune in tonight for the LFC Roundtable podcast. As soon as this podcast ends, this update, I'm going to create the new form for voting. So you can vote in for the Stockwatch prices. You can rate each person's game this week, what you think that they are, or how you think they're doing out of 10. And then that will be calculated into the stock price for that player. So make sure you check that out. You can find it. I'm going to tweet it out at Armstrong Taryn on Twitter. Where can people find you, Jenny?
I'm on Twitter at Jenny Autumn, and I'm not that interesting on Twitter, but you can follow me. Sometimes I tweet about Big Brother. Sometimes I just tweet nonsense.
There you go. yes, Witless points out there was also a Hamlet rap.
Oh my gosh, the dancing. Yes. It was like a weird interpretive dancing, and it turned into a rap. I was just fascinated by JC and Rockstar trying. Well, JC was doing a good job of sleeping during that. Like, I don't even understand how you sleep during this, but.
It would haunt my dreams.
You can have Hamlet dreams.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, for the roundtable. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, I will be back to update you again on everything going on the feeds. And then tomorrow night, we've got a recap. And Thursday night after the eviction, we will have another recap, of course. I just released my Taryn Show episode with Maddie from Big Brother Canada 6. It's the 50th Taryn Show episode. So make sure
Congrats.
You check out my conversation with Maddie. She is a delight. Just check me out on Twitch. All the good stuff. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. I will see you next time.